Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from the University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella, and in my hand, I have a series of answers that I'm going to pose to our panellists, and all they have to do is come up with the questions. I'm joined by, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hi.
He's meant to be funny. It's Jack Ellis.
How do?
And generic blonde girl, it's Hattie Hughes.
Hey.
If they give me an answer that's correct, they get a... And if they give me an answer to hold it together, Abby, that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a... Fun.
Hooray.
And this week it's our Easter special because it's nearly Easter.
Yay.
Fluffy bunny-ish.
Chocolate is surely the first thing that you think of.
I'm dieting. I've been dieting for the last 20 years.
Lent only lasts 4 weeks.
I know.
Someone has been lying
but
to you.
Like, basically, I have good intentions. I'm like, you know
what?
I'm not going to eat as much as normal. And it just never works. So technically, I've been dieting for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
What a fun start to the Easter podcast. Yes, as you've discussed on this show before, Trivia Pursuit are great. They're doing pretty well for themselves. But their special editions for points of the year are slightly lacking. So I've come up with six questions that correspond to the... mostly correspond to the categories of a Trivial Pursuit card. And starting us off, for a blue wedge for People and Places, your answer is Peter.
Who was in a band with Paul and Mary?
You look so happy with yourself.
I generally do.
That's fair. Yeah. That is not what I have on the card.
What's the rabbit's name?
Correct, but not what I have on the card.
Damn.
I had a toy rabbit called Peter.
As in Peter Rabbit?
No, like it was... Oh, just... Yes. But I gradually got less inventive with rabbit names.
How many rabbits did you own?
Like, when I got a pet rabbit, I called it Coffee.
It's the traditional
name.
Because
it was coffee-coloured, and then he went ginger.
Oh, I thought it had a cold or something.
She's gone the, like, the Seven Dwarves route.
Yeah. Coffee, sneezy...
My granddad
I can't
used
think
to
of any other like forceful lung
hoppy.
Injections. Hoppy, yeah.
My granddad used to cut up bananas and name them after the Seven Dwarves. Which is why I still know all the names of the Seven Dwarves, because granddad used to just cut them up. No. He was.
That,
I didn't expect this
like
podcast to go on a tangent this early on.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Wait,
to be honest,
that's true. Yeah, anecdotes all round. It's not anything to do with the rabbit. Think biblical.
One of the disciples.
It is about one of the disciples.
It's not something Easter related, I presume.
It is to do with Easter.
So,
basically,
who was the first person to see Jesus again?
No. I think that was Thomas.
Thomas is the worst.
Yeah. He was there. The whole thing, like, Gethsemane is on the Isle of Sodor. I can't believe you don't know that already.
It's been far too long since I last looked at a Bible.
Fair. No, this is to do with Peter the disciple. What did he do? Basically, we had People and Places, and I thought...
Did he lay a chocolate egg?
Yes,
is that where we get the tradition from?
He did not. I was like, oh, I could just put Jesus and then see what comes up from that. But I was like, that's going to lead to things that people may not appreciate. So we'll go with a different disciple to get the token.
A different disciple other than Jesus.
Was he Jesus wasn't a disciple.
But you said another disciple.
Yeah, that is on you, Ella.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Jesus were not a disciple. They're disciples of Jesus, which, unless he's like quite narcissistic.
He got an entire testament written about him. I mean, like.
Peter.
Was he the one that helped carry the cross when he was like walking down? I can't remember. I think he was.
Could be. It could be the other Peter. Were there two Simons or two Peters? I don't remember.
Two Sams, I think.
Two Simons.
Simons.
This is not,
the
there's
one.
No Sam.
You know who I mean. You know who I mean.
The Sam,
two,
so these
Jim,
two
men beginning with S.
These are the lesser known disciples. There's Sam, Jerry, Tim, Fred,
Eric,
Ben,
Brian. No, wait, that's a different thing.
Oh, that's such a good film. No, Peter did something three times. What did he do? Jack, no.
So many possibilities.
They say Beetlejuice three times and then he appeared and then is Peter Beetlejuice.
No. Disappointing. It would be better as if he said Jesus three times. That's what made him remember. Like, God's there being like, hey, I just tried to have this guy killed for like your sins and all that jazz. And then
stop bringing him
Peter
back.
Just brings him back by accidentally saying his name three times.
Did he knock three times on the ceiling?
No, he did not. He denied knowing Jesus three times the morning after. As Jesus predicted.
As Ella does after crisis.
Never been, mate. Because
really?
I'm not cool enough.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
Have you actually been out at all?
But also, have
no,
you
that's
ever
why
met Ella?
Abby's mum told me I need to get out more.
No, that was because you said you overgravied a meal and she was like, we need to get you outside.
I had overgravied, like, it was so much gravy.
How can you overgravy a meal? And that's coming from someone that's not northern.
If I, like, okay, so I'd say I needed 4 centimetres of gravy.
4 centimetres. What
kind of cubic centimetres?
What kind of jug is this? Because 4 centimetres isn't exactly like a
centimetres of rain. Like, if you get 3 centimetres of rain, is at what point does it become a flood?
I didn't need as much gravy as I made, and I made, I'd say, well over double the amount of gravy I needed.
To which my mother, because she sent us a message about it, I sent it on to my mum, and then she went, "Ella needs to get out more," is her advice.
Which, like, it's not wrong. That's why I'm here. Anyway, Peter denied knowing Jesus three times, as Jesus predicted. Right, okay, I'm really excited about this next question. So, I've written here on this card, it's a pink wedge for entertainment. Brackets, could be entertaining just for me. You have 3 possible answers for this. They are all the same answer. But I will give you...
What? How does that work? 3 possible identical answers.
So, the actual answer is Schmigostingus, which is in Polish, so I figured you wouldn't know that. The alternative name in Polish is Lani Poniedziałek.
That's Welsh, I'm sorry.
That's also Polish, which translates, and this is the answer you're being given, Wet Monday.
What was the song title that New Order decided against?
That would be a very interesting song.
Is it the, just to give the actual answer, maybe, is it the day after Jesus resurrected? Do you get resurrection on the Sunday?
Yes, you have Easter Sunday, and then it is to do with Easter Monday.
Wait, is it the other name for Ash? Was it Ash? Is that Ash Wednesday?
Wednesday.
You went to the one. No, there's a name for Monday, I think. And is it
Easter Monday?
Is it just called Easter Monday?
Are you thinking of Maundy Thursday? Which I always used to think was called Monday Thursday and got really confused.
No.
Okay, well, that's just me then.
Yep, that is just you.
Wet Monday.
And
the question itself isn't maybe entirely PG, so go with that.
You can't say that, because then there's a line of, like, appropriateness. And if someone just, like,
absolutely
leapfrogs that line, then everyone's going to be like, oh, what were you thinking?
Then that will be edited out of the final podcast. But it is... Like, I've spoken to people about this tradition, and it's weird. It is considered
weird. Is this like John the Baptist and all of that?
No.
Because that is very appropriate.
I want to know what Jack's thinking right now.
What is the name that I have given to one of my more successful days on Tinder?
You've been closest so far. Wet Monday.
Is that a Polish tradition?
It's a tradition in Poland and Ukraine. I've got notes on this. A page of
all clues.
It also happens in Czech Republic and Slovakia, where it's called, and I apologise for my pronunciation, oblivaka, which means watering. There's a similar thing in Hungary, which is called vizbeveto, which means water plunge Monday. And it's something done by boys to girls, and then girls get to do the same thing to the boys on Easter Tuesday.
Is it something
Although
about,
in,
like...
In practice, they all do it on the same day.
Is it about, something to do with, like, a water well, and you, like, push someone into it? I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to give you a point for that.
Thank you.
You're relatively close. What is the name of the Eastern European celebration in which boys throw water over girls and spank them with pussy willow branches on Easter Monday?
I have a lot of things that I would like to say.
I open questions to the floor.
I mean...
Is that an actual tree? Is that actually where it started?
It's an actual thing. Basically, the branches are used instead of palm leaves, because palm leaves don't grow in Poland.
Yeah, but palm leaves weren't used to spank people.
No.
Yeah, can I ask the obvious question, which is, why? Just why? What?
It probably started after a lot of drinking, and someone went, not a good idea.
On Easter Sunday, and they were like, well...
It's just...
I've got all these tree branches, and I've got nothing to do
and
with
I've
them
I've got a
for
jar
now.
Of water, so and we might as water. Well...
So what you do, and we do this at home, not the spank.
No. Okay.
Whoa!
Not the spank. Not the spanking bit, but you would spray water.
That's definitely going to become an item. Not the spanking bit.
You would spray water at your family members and yell.
Beat them with a tree branch.
You would. Toothbrushes are really good for this. Dad would always walk around with a toothbrush ready. It's just so weird. Toothbrush that they're like dipped in water, and then he'd spray you, and you just yell, "Schmingus dingus!" And
I've never come around to your house for Easter ever.
It's only on Easter Monday,
and Tuesday apparently.
Well, no, because everyone just does it on the same day.
That doesn't seem very traditional.
Would you like my favourite set? I was looking through to find out more information about this. I might phone my dad later and just ask him the details. But my favourite quote on Wikipedia, when talking about this tradition. Particularly attractive girls could expect to be soaked repeatedly during the day.
I was always like
well
a, like a
well.
Well then.
Is it like enough? I fancy you, therefore I'm going to spray water at you and hit
you.
Yeah,
and then
the
a girl could
head.
Get out of it by giving a painted egg to a guy.
Just carry around a basket of painted eggs, going nope, nope, nope.
Like the more I talk about it, the weirder it is.
You didn't think
Do
this was weird
like,
when you first saw it. Because, I don't know, when you like, first said it, I was freaked.
But having grown up where you just, like, you do spray people with water and say Schmingus Dingus.
You
like,
don't spank people, though.
No, we don't. That is weird, I accept.
And the name of the tree.
Yeah, I don't know why it's called that.
Especially not on Easter, which is quite a religious holiday.
It's a family holiday,
fairly,
yeah.
Fairly
well.
Religious, like, not that religious, you know, it's not.
It's not a chocolate. Apparently, this isn't a question, but apparently 76% of people eat an Easter chocolate Easter bunny ears first.
What?
Yeah, would you eat feet first?
That's what I'm wondering.
I go from the middle.
You snap
I, like,
it
I like to tear its heart out because then I gain its power.
What? No one else like crushes it up because then you can just like
snort
eat it a lot more easily.
No.
Not snort it. Okay.
You want to see the light
just
fade
checking.
From its eyes as you eat it. Anyway, Schmingus Dingus. Can all try that at home.
Bless you.
Can we rename Ella the psychopath? Because I'm genuinely quite concerned about that last comment.
I like to watch the hope fade from their chocolatey souls.
So far we've ascertained that Ella likes to throw water over people.
Spank them with pussy willow. And drain the life from Easter bunnies.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yay.
Isn't there a Wallace and Gromit film? Called the were-rabbit.
Yeah,
because I have Electro who looks like he's got plasticine hair and he looks like he could be a character in that. That's besides the point. Anyway.
I think 90% of this show at this point is beside the point.
That's a very good point. Speaking of which, your history question. A hair.
Wait, how was the first question not a history question?
Well, that was to do with people and places.
Yeah.
Very tenuously themed.
Uh-huh.
Really? I couldn't have guessed.
People. Shut up, Jack.
People, okay.
So also, I think question? Some people would have problems with calling the Bible historical.
Ooh, satire.
Edgy.
It could have gone under history or art. Who knows which? It doesn't feature under either. Well, ish. We'll get to that in a minute. History. A hair.
As in the rabbit, or as in, like, on your head?
Thank you for doing an impression.
The ears.
What does my dad, who is bald, largely lack?
One hair. A hair. Singular.
Yes.
Sorry, it just started playing the A-team and it won't stop.
What? That's like the opposite of a problem.
Oh my god, I was singing that when I was younger, and then I suddenly, one day, listened to the lyrics properly, and I was just like, this is such a dirty... It's about a prostitute. And I didn't know until I was about 16.
I'm just going to go on a limb here and say that what element was the A-team theme tune from the TV series?
Oh, okay, I thought we meant the Ed Sheeran song. I was absolutely scarred for life.
Okay. I had the same thing, though, with Beautiful South, Don't Marry Her, because my mum used to play that in the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I never listened to the lyrics properly, and then I was listening to it with one of my mates, with, like, one of my mates' housemates, and she was just sort of singing along, going, don't marry her. And I was like, oh, that... Right.
Yeah, like, I used to listen to this in the car, and I've grown up thinking, oh, it's a really sweet song, Don't Marry Her, Love Me. Like, oh, it's lovely.
I thought it was lovely
and
as
then...
well.
It was when I was going for an interview at Warwick when I was 18 that my mum played it in the car again, and I was like, well, this is very different.
I think Ella and Jack's music tastes and Hattie's music tastes are very dissimilar, considering the amount of examples we've got so far of Air Hostess.
Hey, I've seen Busted live. They weren't very good.
Oh.
I did like Busted. Air Hostess, though, if you listen to the lyrics halfway through.
Have you never seen the video? That
no.
pretty much explicitly, it shows you what it's about.
A hair.
Sorry. A hair. So we've ascertained that this is the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't, but yes, it is.
It is the rabbit.
Good use of ascertain.
Thank you.
Was it traditionally an Easter hare instead of a Easter bunny?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right.
I figured with the amount of tangents we've gone on, I think if we answer one quickly that we can, you know.
It's a good idea to just sort of get one out of the way. And then.
The idea of the... It's not very funny, though. The idea of the Easter bunny originated in Germany. No, I'm reading the question now, Abby. You have lost your opportunity to provide hilarious answers. The idea of the Easter bunny originated in Germany in the 1700s, but what was it originally? Cat, hare or possum?
Oh, I want it to be a possum.
Oh, possum. That you created a question... yourself, that was multiple choice and did not read out the other two.
I keep dropping the cards.
I got that was already a question on a quiz, and I just I like the idea of it being an Easter possum. Right, that's history covered.
You did not ask me onto this podcast for amusing comments. You asked me on because I like to win.
I didn't ask you on. You just appeared
all the time.
Arts and crafts. One.
Whoa, what?
How many flew over the cuckoo's nest?
Hattie is shaking her head in despair.
I mean...
I appreciated it.
How many pills make you larger? And how many make you small?
What's the loneliest number?
That you ever knew.
One.
How many ways or another?
That's what... Oh, you know what?
Yeah. If I just spam enough songs at you, I'm going to eventually get an air horn.
Could we get some sort of
What's
hint?
The most popular child's name in Spain?
Enigo Montoya.
Clues, please.
To do with the Bible.
What Bible verse is Genesis?
How many times does a particular word feature in the King James Bible that may or may not be relevant to this particular podcast?
Is it supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Correct!
Yes!
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
No.
Oculophilification.
No. Oh my god, the Bible would be so much better. Like, apologies to any religious listeners, but that'd be mildly entertaining.
Apologies to any religious listeners in general for this point.
I do think apologies to all listeners at this point. Yeah. Congratulations if you're still going, if you've got through the schmingus dingus.
Yeah. So you're definitely doing better than I have.
One. Word. Name a word that's relevant to this very podcast. There we go.
Oh my god.
Easter's actually in the Bible.
Easter. It's featured one time in the King James Bible. And I did have the quote,
it's the opposite of Wester. It's the worst compass ever. It says we need to go Easter. Does it mean more East?
Your science answer. Lily. And no, it's nothing to do with Harry Potter, Abby, before you say that.
Is it anything to do with the Valley?
No.
I'm assuming it's doing with the flower.
Yes.
Lilies.
And Easter.
I thought lilies were like the death flower.
Yeah, you have them a lot of funerals.
Sorry, they kill people.
I don't like
I don't think they go around
and they actually just kill people. That's why they're called the death
flower.
They're
basically triffids, but in disguise. I don't like lilies. They're really...
They're coarse and rough and irritating. They get everywhere.
Pollen-y, I was going
to
say.
Why would you... Do you... What?
Just going to keep making eye contact with you, how to easily give an answer.
This whole podcast has just completely gone over my head. There's like literally nothing on here that I understand. It's all like book references.
Joe Cocker once sang about the new age of whom.
Stop referencing songs.
No, it's like all I do.
It's true. It's all I usually do. Why do you think a lily would be associated with Easter?
Because
I mean, I didn't
died.
Know it was until I...
That's just Easter, though. Did Jesus die in some lilies?
What? How could... How do you...
Everything I've said today has been wrong regarding the Bible.
Go on, try it.
Were the lilies by the cave where he...
No, they were not.
See, I told there you it go. Was going to be wrong.
Or at least there might have been, it's just not specifically mentioned.
There were other pictures.
How does a lily grow? I'm ignoring
in
that.
In the ground.
How does a lily grow?
Upwards.
What does it do for...
Photosynthesis.
What does it look like when you put it in the ground?
A seed.
Is it a seed?
A bulb.
Bulb. So, be all metaphorical and fancy about this. What could the bulb represent?
New life.
Sperm.
No.
Is it about resurrection?
It's about resurrection!
I mean,
we will talk later.
Mine was about just erection, so...
Yeah, I was about to say.
I think technically there was a theme running down the table.
Don't say running down when you're talking about that. That's not a good idea.
And the next category is... Yes, lilies. Which flower is associated with Easter because it symbolises the resurrection of Jesus? The shell it is buried in represents the tomb. And then it emerges like a beautiful flower.
Can you
which
say
represents
that for...
life after death.
Can you say that for all flowers?
Yeah, but apparently they don't.
Just lilies.
Oh, so it's actually not a death flower, it's life after death flower.
I don't know. I don't like flowers. I have hay fever. Games and leisure. Final question
Huzzah.
Of the podcast.
About time.
Which rural... No, that's not the answer.
Well, we've got the first two questions.
We've got the first two words.
Games and leisure.
Yes.
Pace egging. I don't know why I made eye contact with you at that point.
Don't know either, but also it's quite a funny word.
Pace egging.
Where you, like, throw eggs at people whilst you're pacing up and down, I don't know.
You're not that far off.
It's a mix between...
Is it, egg rolling? Like, down a hill? We
right,
used to
okay,
do it at school.
So we need to talk about the idea that this is a funny podcast and we have funny answers.
Oh, it's supposed to be funny. Oh.
No.
That is your opening line.
Well, he's meant to be
no
funny.
No one else is meant to be funny. Just you.
Right.
I still think this is a documentary.
Shmingles dingles. Anyway, pace egging, which rural English tradition still exists in parts of Lancashire and involves rolling decorated eggs downhill.
Did you not do this then?
No.
We did it. We did it in Yorkshire.
Same.
I have 2 pages of notes on this one.
Excellent.
We did make parachutes for eggs and see
we
how
had
high
to do
you
that
We've
well.
All done that.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I didn't mean to sound so angry aggressive.
God, Hattie.
There are still annual egg rolling competitions at Holcombe Hill and Avenham Park. Other traditional egg rolling sites include Castle Moat at Penrith, Bunkers Hill in Derby, Arthur Seat in Edinburgh and Beacon Hill in Berkshire.
When did this turn into QI?
But also, two
About
of those...
30 seconds ago.
But also, two of those places are... Whoa, one of those places in Scotland, so not
yes.
just Yorkshire and Lancashire.
Also, no. one of them fairly certain is in Australia.
Penrith is in the Lake District, Cumbria.
Oh, okay. That's the one I thought was in Australia.
Eggs were traditionally wrapped in onion skins and boiled to give them a mottled gold appearance. Brackets. Today they're usually painted.
Yeah.
Close bracket. Old Lancashire legend says that the unbroken shells should be carefully crushed afterwards, or they'll be stolen by witches.
Oh.
So destroy them instead.
Do you not have witches in your... parts of the country.
Eggs were eaten on Easter Sunday or given to pace eggers. See other side for more information about pace eggers. Pace eggers are people who dress up
as eggs.
Not as eggs.
And roll themselves down hills.
Can we make that a tradition?
Can we have that the cheese rolling as well? Just sort of as a giant cheese.
I've done cheese rolling. It's not particularly interesting.
And yet the egg thing is weird.
I wasn't dressed as
really?
A character.
Oh. Gonna say that sounds dangerous.
I got chased by a wasp halfway through, so I didn't finish.
Chased by a wasp. The wasp was vicious.
It was like the Terminator.
I didn't finish the course because I got chased by a wasp. Anyway, pace eggers are fantastically dressed characters who process. No.
They just look really dapper.
Who proceed through the streets singing traditional peace egging songs and collecting money for a tribute before performing traditional mummers plays, in which the mock combat between hero and villain, in which hero is killed and brought back to life, represents Easter.
So
we never did the play thing, but we did the egg rolling at school, and they had, but it wasn't, you weren't allowed to boil the egg first. It had to just be like, so they
you had to scramble it.
They, but I don't know how they said that they used to check, but I'm not entirely certain how they checked that you didn't boil the egg.
By throwing it at a fellow teacher.
Yeah,
if like it broke, you were all right.
So yeah,
I've done egg painting, but not egg rolling.
Egg painting was, and they used to display them outside in the reception area, which was really weird.
Right, and that brings us to the end of this Easter special.
Huzzah!
Of insert question here. I wasn't expecting that. I'm gonna
people rarely do
that. No one wins because this has just
Easter.
Been too weird. Yes, Jesus wins.
No,
you're all equally rubbish at Easter questions. Effectively, you know nothing about the Bible. You
John
know nothing
Snow.
About Polish
John Snow.
And Eastern European tradition. You know nothing,
Jon Snow,
about other questions that have been in this podcast.
And
so
neither
you're
do
terrible.
You.
That's also true. I've got notes from Wikipedia, but I can pronounce poniedziałek in Polish. So I'm the real winner here.
You really aren't.
Thanks, Jack. We'll
it's
be
right.
back after the Easter holidays for Series 3. Our first episode will be on the 15th of May, so check it out then. Find us on Facebook and iTunes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a happy Easter as well.
Also do that.
Be one of the 24% who eats the Easter
Eat
bunny
bother.
From the foot upwards.
And remember to avoid all pussy willow if you're anywhere near Eastern Europe.
Schmingles dingles.